Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wanek, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching, You've Already Got It, was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
It just depends on how you look at things, whether you're going to be carnal or whether you're going to be spiritual. Man, you can be thankful. You can glorify God. You do not have to be upset about anything. And I know many of you are mad at me right now because I'm taking your excuses away and making you accountable for things. And you're saying, like, I want to be upset. I've got a right to be upset. Well, just keep sucking your thumb and suffer through. But I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. That praise God, you can magnify God. And if you do it, if you get to where you see what God has done for you and you truly get thankful, it makes God get bigger. You know, one of the signs of the last time, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, it lists 16 things that are going to be signs of the end times. And one of them is that man will be unthankful, and it puts it right next to unholy. Did you know not being thankful is unholy? It's ungodly. And there are many people, there's probably people right here in this room that you don't say thank you much. You don't show people grace and mercy. We travel on planes a lot, and you know, planes get canceled and bad things happen. And I have seen people that I bet you some of them are Christians. Go up and read those people the Riot Act and just, how dare you do this? And don't you understand what this has done? And man, I heard one story about these people that were standing in line. There was 30 people standing in line trying to rebook their tickets, and a guy just pushes up to the very front and starts trying to get his thing done. And the woman said, sir, there's all these other people in front of you. And he said, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? And this woman got on the microphone and she says, does anybody know who this man is? He seems to have forgotten. And he just stormed off. But you know what? There's people that think they're the center of the universe. Have you ever heard this story about how many people does it take to screw in a light bulb? You know, with most people, it only takes one. Because you just hold it and the world revolves around you. Amen. Most people see themselves as the center of the universe. And if something goes wrong, you go in and demand your rights. But did you know a godly person will be kind? Love is kind, patient and kind. It will be thankful. If you aren't a thankful person, if you aren't the kind of person that when you go to eat, if you're the one that always finds something wrong with your food. I've been out with people that I guarantee they'll send it back 5 and 6 times. And that could happen to anybody maybe once or something. But every time they go out, nobody can please you. Nobody's up to your standard. You're an ungodly person. Usually goes over about like that, but it's true. You know, Jamie and I have been on flights that were canceled. And I remember one when we were flying to England and in Dulles, they canceled our flight. And we stood in line for 2 hours, 10 o'clock at night. And we had to wait until the next day to fly out. And I remember going up to the counter and this woman, boy, the guy in front of us had yelled at her. People were using profanity. They were mad. They were upset. When I got up there, I told her, I said, look, I don't like this any more than anybody else, but you know what? You aren't the one that canceled the flight. I said, I know it's not your fault. Thank you for putting up with all these irate customers. And now, here's my deal. Would you help me? This woman nearly reached across the counter and kissed me. She looked at me and she says, you don't know how much we hate this. If the people that have to deal with the customers were in charge of this, we'd never cancel the flights. And she says, thank you. You made my day. And she gave us a suite, gave us a voucher for food, and upgraded us to first class on the next plane. You know what? It's just godly to thank people and to be nice to people. And yet some of you think, well, they did something wrong. I was walking through my office one time and one of my secretaries was on the phone and she just hung up and started crying. And I said, what's wrong? And we had a meeting coming up where you had to reserve rooms, and a guy got the wrong reservation or something, and he called and he just reamed her out. And I said, who was it? And she told me, and it was a guy who I knew. He was a friend of mine. So I called him back on the phone and I said, hey, what's the deal? I said, my secretary's sitting here crying because of talking to you. And he said, well, you know, I just was trying to get my reservation straightened out. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. I just trying to make it clear that I want my way. And I said, you're just being ungodly. And I told him, I said, how dare you treat people this way? I said, you're supposed to be a representative of God. He was a pastor. And I said, how dare you treat people this way? And yet I guarantee there's some of you that that's exactly the way you act. You know what you're doing? You're magnifying yourself. You're so important, everybody's got to bow down and lick your boots and do what you want to do. And you're the center of the universe. You know, you just need to get a reality check and recognize that you are not God. And you ought to just humble yourself and start being thankful that things are as good as they are. They could be worse. Amen. I'm not gotten very far. I see David looking at his watch. Sorry. There's two more really important things to say out of this, but they'll be waving a sign at me soon up here. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, God's already done everything. And if you would focus on what God has done and the promises He's got, and if you would magnify that and not let anybody sway you from this, don't ever take your attention off. Don't get to where you have to have something else to make you happy, that you can find your total joy and peace in the Lord. And you get focused on Him and you don't let anybody move you off of it. If God has touched you this week, and if God's spoken something to you through me, esteem it as the Word of God, even though it came through a Texan and it might have had an accent that you don't like or whatever. Say, you know, God spoke through a donkey once. I believe that was God speaking through that guy. And go out of here and put value on it and say, God, I believe that that was You that spoke to me. And you put value on it and recognize Satan's going to come and try and take your attention off of that and steal this from you. And you just don't let it go. And you say, no, I will not let go of this. God spoke to me. You need to write it down. You need to put some kind of sign up and remind yourself that God's touched my life. I'm not going to back off of this. I got a word from God. I prayed and I agreed with somebody and I know I'm healed, and I don't care what I feel like. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the doctor says. I'm healed and I will not back off of that. And if you will get that attitude and start thanking God constantly, you may have to start in the flesh, not really meaning it. But go through the motions and thank God anyway and go to glorifying God. I guarantee you, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. That anointing will manifest itself. The power of God will flow through you. And you can be as full of God, as full of healing, joy, peace, victory, and power as you want to be. It's not up to God, it's up to you. You encourage yourself in the Lord. You glorify the Lord, magnify Him, be thankful, and then get your imagination involved. Man, that's powerful. I wish I had time to talk about that. And then you keep your heart from being hardened. You make your heart sensitive to God. Those things are totally up to you. And if you will do that, I guarantee you, you can live in a constant feast with the Lord. These people are just desperate for God. No, God, would you please touch me? I just want to say it's like the air you breathe. Just breathe. Amen. Sure, we need God. Sure, we need His power. But it's all here. It's all available. Just take advantage of it. Glorify God, magnify Him, be thankful, use your imagination to glorify God and soften your heart towards God. It's totally up to you. If you aren't full of God, it's your fault. So deal with yourself. Get into the Word of God and it'll correct you and it'll get your thinking straightened out. And when your mind is stayed on the Lord, you will have perfect peace. Isn't that simple? Father, we thank You for these truths. Thank You for all of these promises in the Word of God, and I'm asking that the Holy Spirit would make application of this to every single person. That, Father, we would take the things that You've done in our life and we would magnify them. that we would be thankful, we would glorify you, and that, Father, your joy and your peace and victory, power, anointing, prosperity, healing would flow through us as we release and get rid of the things that have clogged us up and have kept your power from flowing through us. Father, I pray that you give a paradigm shift to people, that they see things differently after this weekend and going out recognizing that we've got it. You've already done your part. You've put it all within us, and now we're going to work it out through the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. We agree and we receive that, and thank you for doing it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You know, we've had a lot of people already receive from God, both through the prayer ministers, but we've had how many now come down? 150 people have come down and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. How many have been born again? 16 been born again. Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Jesus. We've seen more people baptized in the Holy Spirit right here in 3 days than were baptized in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. And man, they have shaken the world. We're a product of their witness. If everybody was to go out and operate in what I've talked about tonight, did you know that we could see this same proliferation just through this one meeting? And then you multiply this times the thousands and thousands of meetings that are going on this very night, and God touching people. And I tell you, there's no reason that we shouldn't just shake the world. But it's because Christians aren't walking in this. We're spending our time asking God for what He's already done instead of just stirring up and appropriating what's rightfully ours. I want to give you an opportunity tonight, if there's anybody here who doesn't know Jesus personally.
This 5-part series was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM255 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to give you an invitation to come and join me at one of our meetings that we hold all around the states. We have 3-day meetings that we call Gospel Truth Seminars, and they start on Thursday night and go through Saturday night with Friday and Saturday morning meetings, a total of 5 sessions. And then we've started holding what we call Gospel Truth Rallies, and those are just one night events in a city. This allows me to go to places that I couldn't go for just a 3 or 4 day meeting, but all of them are just tremendous opportunities to sit under the Word, to receive prayer and miracles, and I'd love to meet you personally. So join me at one of our Gospel Truth Seminars or one of our Gospel Truth Rallies somewhere here in the United States.